Before we even kick off the podcast, I just want to remind everyone to go like, subscribe, and keep up with these weekly episodes. If you like what you hear, spread the word so more coaches can tune in for our weekly podcasts. All right, here we go. The Hog Football Podcast is brought to you by GameStrat. GameStrat is the number one sideline replay choice for the top football programs in the country. Their system is extremely reliable, easy to set up and use, and they also have the best customer service in the industry. Go to GameStrat.com to learn why more coaches keep switching to GameStrat for their sideline replay system. That's GameStrat.com. GameStrat.com.
In 2020, Athletic Recruiting, Education, and Navigation was founded with one fundamental reason in mind: to keep the high school coach as the bedrock for the student athlete as they travel through the recruiting process. With questions about when to start, do I go to junior days, or what camps do I attend? We saw one major flaw in the system: who's supporting the coach? Aaron aims to provide you with resources and information for your student athletes and their families. We keep you up to date with current trends, provide feedback on the current time frame, and engage with parents to take questions off your plate. Can you handle the recruiting process on your own? Sure, but with the demands of coaching, do you really want to? Contact Aaron today to talk about how we can be there to help you navigate the ever-changing and tumultuous recruiting waters.
Hi, I'm Coach Tony Schiffman, and welcome to the Hog Football Podcast, where we talk all things football and all things offensive line. Hey guys, welcome to another Hog Football Podcast. Today I've got with me Coach Mike Riddleman. Coach Riddleman is currently the Director of Scouting and Player Personnel for the College Gridiron Showcase. He's been a player, he's been a coach. He was unfortunately a defensive lineman in college, but we won't hold that against him. So this is a long time coming, Coach. Welcome. Good morning. How are things going with you?
Coach, so happy to be on here today. Everything's going great, getting ready for the holiday season, and excited to chat some ball.
Good deal. Well, I know, and you guys start, we'll dive into that a little bit deeper, but yeah. you start your stuff kind of picking up real big soon too, right?
Yeah, in less than a month.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, let's get going right into it. Talk to me about how, you know, in your time, whether as a coach, whether as a player, talk to me about how the offensive line has played a role in some of the better teams that you've seen.
Absolutely. I was actually a offensive lineman in high school, and then I switched to the dark side on defense in college. So, you know, that's my little, you know, offensive line nugget there. I played center in high school, then went to Waynesburg University in Southwest, a little D3 school in Southwestern PA, part of the President's Athletic Conference. You know, started 3 years of DN there, got to a coach for a year while I was getting my master's.
Yeah.
You know, so that was awesome, kind of looking at the side of things, but always been, you know, a huge proponent of offensive line and defensive line play, learning the technique, learning how to coach the technique. And, you know, I love Hog Football Chat Mondays. So, you know, it just kind of goes hand in hand there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fun. I mean, that's, and I'm sure, you know, with your line of work, you get to see kind of the cool part about what your job does. And again, we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, is
kind of, you get to see some of those diamonds in the rough.
Oh, absolutely.
The guys that aren't, you know, aren't Power Five or Group of Five, and maybe a step too slow. They were a step too slow coming out of high school, or a couple pounds too light, but now they've gotten to play a little bit at that next level, and they've blossomed a little bit. So you get to see some of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one that jumps off is the Tennessee Titans starting center, Aaron Brewer. He went to Texas State. He's listed around 6'2". Coming out in the process was probably around 280, 285 as
right.
a center. 50-game starter in college at Texas State. Tough as nails. I think Mike Vrabel had the best comment during camp this summer. Tougher than a $2 steak. And for describing Aaron, but no, it's those type of players that you get to see, and you make the connections with the offensive line coaches from across the college coaches from across the country. And Football is the biggest thing with football is means the relationship building with coaches and, you know, personnel and even the players. So this is awesome. So, you know, I can go on and on about this, but no, that's an example of, you know, seeing those diamonds in the rough there.
Right. Right. No. Let's just dive right in then. How did you kind of get involved with College Gridiron Showcase? What was the path that led you to the director of scouting and player personnel?
Yeah, you know, Jose Jefferson and Craig Redd, who are two very good friends of mine and great mentors, they've started this back in 2015. It is now in Fort Worth. The event's based in Fort Worth, Texas. So they've built this up. This is going to be year 10 for it. I came on as an intern back in 2017. Oh, man, that seems so far away ago. But, went right in, dug through it, you know, enjoyed the process. And, you know, luckily they've, again, they're great friends and mentors. They've let me come along for this ride and help them, you know, build up what CGS is, but they deserve all the credit in the world. They gave me a title, and it's cool. And I go back to the relationship building piece of, I get to talk to all these schools across the country, and from FBS to all the way down to NAIA. I mean, you're learning, you're connecting, and football is such a great relationship building aspect, you know. And it's been awesome getting to talk with all the professional teams from the NFL, the CFL, the XFL, the USFL, and the IFL, and seeing that we have alumni from our event in all those leagues. It's been an awesome experience.
Yeah. What for you has kind of been the difficult side of things, I guess, if you had any? I mean, is there anything that kind of you look at and sort of struggle with, or is it the same struggles that kind of any coach would have, I guess?
You know, I just going through the being a part of the evaluation process, and you're getting to know these athletes, and we play such a small role in that whole evaluation process. When they're done with their senior year at college, and then they go throughout the draft process, you get to know these players throughout the process, you know, the invites and everything, and you pull for them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, if an opportunity doesn't arise, you feel that for them. But I think that's the biggest obstacle I would see, because you're so invested in building up the event, making sure this is a great platform for athletes, and you just want to see them succeed in every way possible.
Right. Right. Who's been kind of the, I guess for my own questions of things, like,
yeah,
are you involved in the process of selecting coaches too, or is that out of your realm?
Well, you know, so that's a great question. So Jose and Craig, you know, they are in part of who they bring in. They are in charge of who they bring in to,
right,
come coach the event. We have some great coaches. You know, Jose being a former coach at the indoor level, college level, and high school level. So he has a fantastic background. Craig is a former NFL agent too. So they commingle great. I like to say I have a very, very, very small process in that, and,
right,
helping out, but it's a group effort with the selecting of the coaches. And we have coaches from, you know, with former NFL coaches, you know, former CFL coaches, CFL players, NFL players, you know, guys who are coaching now in Europe. Fred Armstrong's just got done coaching in Switzerland. Richard Kent is over in Germany. He's a former CFL defensive backs coach. So, I mean, our staff, you know, is phenomenal. And we do try to bring on new coaches every year, you know. But, you know, our core staff has been phenomenal.
Yeah. How often do you guys kind of – change that or look at that, or is that just sort of by a year by year basis?
It's a year by year basis. Yeah. You know, and again, you got to imagine we bring over 300 plus athletes each year.
Right.
And, you know, our staff is going to be bigger than other events. So, it's a year by year basis where we kind of sit down. Okay. All right. So what positional wise, what coaches are we looking for? Or do we need to add to the position group? Do we need it? Are we staying status quo there? So again, going by off by a year by year basis, you know, and our team does a great job of that.
Right. No, that's awesome. Who's kind of the, I know you mentioned the guy from Texas State with the Titans. Oh, you know, over your time, who's been the? I don't want to say. I'm trying to think how to word this, without being. Who's, I guess, been the biggest surprise for you, and who's turned out to be the biggest star for you from this game?
Oh man, I can make this easy for you with that. I think. Just being able to see so many players succeed at a high level. I can keep this podcast going on for 3 hours. Yeah. But like a couple of highlights, you know, Matt Breida, who's now with the Giants, back.
Yep.
George Odom, who's an all-pro special teamer. I think he's been all-pro twice, you know, in his career. He's now with the 49ers. Aaron Brewer, we talked about, undrafted free agent, now the starting center for the Titans. Gunnar Olszewski, who was with the Steelers, but was an all-pro punt returner with the Patriots. And the funny thing about Gunnar, he came to the event as a defensive back. He was an all-conference defensive back at Bemidji State, played baseball there too. And then the Patriots signed him and they moved him to receiver. And, you know, you get that, you know, those position switches that work. Young-Hum Koo, the kicker for the Falcons, all-pro kicker. AJ Cole, all-pro punter for the Raiders. So, it's been awesome. And then another big one is Sebastian Joseph Day with the LA Chargers, a defensive lineman. So, kind of a brief summary of like some of the guys who are, you know, our alumni that have, you know, gone above and beyond. I got another offensive lineman for you. He's Dylan Cook. Montana, and he's now with the Steelers. And the funny thing about Dylan, he's awesome. He was a quarterback at the NAIA level, I believe. And he transferred to Montana and he started 2 years at offensive tackle. So he went from quarterback to offensive tackle and he made the 53-man roster his second year in the league with the Steelers. So it's been awesome to see that.
Yeah. It's all, you know, I always like seeing those guys, the small school guys that can come up and have that success. That's cool. You know, you talked, you obviously you've coached a little bit. What was this, an opportunity that got you out of coaching, or were you kind of burned out of coaching, or do you ever, you know, do you ever see a return to coaching?
That's a funny question. I'm still coaching. So I'm still coaching at the high school level here in Western PA. I've actually coached a little bit at the event defensive line wise. I just completed my 10th year of coaching high school ball, you know, high school and college ball at New Brighton High School. My head coach is Tony Calteri, who's awesome. And, I still keep that work-life balance. You know, this is CGS is a great, side venue for me, just the work, you know, I work from home, I'm in sales. And then I also am able to, coach high school ball and then also help out with the event as well. So, you know, my wife always jokes that I need to find a new hobby other than football.
Nah, there's nothing. What else would you do?
I grill a lot. So that's the other hobby. So,
yeah.
You know, grilling meats and coaching football, evaluating football. So it's a fun life.
Yeah. No, that's good. What are you coaching? Are you a D-line coach for the?
I am. I've coached on the offensive line. I've coached the defense. Now I coach defensive line. I've helped coach special teams. So predominantly I've been in the trenches coaching. But this year, the last couple of years, I've been a defensive line coach.
Okay. Okay. And has this, what sort of knowledge have you been able to pick up kind of through the showcase? You know, I mean, obviously you work with kids and get their mindset. And then obviously again, work with some coaches and talk to them a little bit. How much do you think that's helped you as a coach?
Tremendously. Yeah. I mean, a tremendously tenfold. And the reason is you're learning different techniques and from the developmental side of things. And you understand this, the high school player is going to need so much more development than a college athlete, but you see that to be from the process of coaching high school and then be able to coach at a college all-star event and see the development that happens in that 4 to 5 year span
right.
of that athlete. You know, you get a better perspective how to become a better teacher of the game, teaching the fundamentals. You know, so seeing that, then talking to the coaches at our event that have so much vast experience, you know,
right. from
the developmental
right.
side of things. Okay, you know, there's a thousand ways to skin a cat, as the old saying goes. So, but if you can't be stuck in one way, you know, learning and grow. If you're learning and growing every day, then you're succeeding in life, and gaining that knowledge from other coaches. It's been invaluable to me as a coach myself.
Right. What who's been one of the best guys that you've kind of come through? If you want to name names, if not, you don't have to. But who's more one coach that's kind of come through that you really sort of
has been Jose Jefferson, the co-founder of the event. He has a vast coaching background.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been lucky to call him a good friend and mentor. He has head coaching experience, and then just the way he sees the game has been phenomenal. Fred Armstrong, who's been a pro coach with the Giants, and I believe the Jets as well, but I could be wrong on there. And he's our head coach of the event. He oversees things on the field. He's been invaluable to me. And Richard Kent, who's our defensive coordinator for the event, and just the gaining knowledge off those guys and, you know, seeing everything, how they go through their process. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's, you know, that's kind of always the stuff that I really like is being able to kind of pick those guys' brains and
absolutely
talk to them a little bit and learn from them. Yeah. So, that's awesome. What do you foresee kind of the future of this thing? I mean, is it obviously you guys are trying to promote and get out there as best as you can. What do you kind of see the future of this being and how close are you guys to achieving that, do you think?
Yeah, so we're going to year 10 with CGS. It's been a great, great event. We're different from other college all-star games. And, you know, what Jim Nagy does at the Senior Bowl is phenomenal. What Eric Galco does at the East-West Shrine Game is phenomenal. You know, we have good relationships with them as well. And, you know, where we differ is we don't have an actual game. It's an OTA-style format. And, you know, it lets the kids play quicker. You know, this year's event is January 5th through the 7th in Fort Worth, Texas. And we're bringing in over 300-plus guys from all over the country, all different levels of football. We have a good core of Canadian players coming down from up north as well. You know, we have a good track record of international players. Kind of a quick tidbit. Last year, we had the 6th overall pick, Isaac Moore, in the CFL international draft. He's 6'6", offensive tackle from Sweden, played at Temple. And he came to our event last year. You know, so we love, and our niche is that 5th through 7th round undrafted free agent type of guy. So,
right.
You know, I always joke with people, my 1 year and a half old son can tell me the top 200 players in the draft coming out. But, you know, it's the guys who are the low round guys, those undrafted free agents, those are what are populating the rosters of the NFL right now. And,
right.
You know, and then with the new leagues coming in, like with the USFL XFL merger, when it's officially announced, that's another opportunity. The IFL, that's a great opportunity.
Right.
The CFL, it's another great opportunity for guys to play professional. And it's different from what it was 10, 15 years ago. There's more opportunities for guys to get in front of a professional teams and have a great career.
Yeah. Good. No, that's awesome. I mean, there's always, I remember one of my high school coaches always talked about chase the dream, you know, and if you got an opportunity to go chase that dream, go do it as long as your body allows you. And as long
Absolutely.
As, you know, you have the ability and the resources, go chase it and go see how far you can take it. Right.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and again, going back to the different leagues here, there's good quality, reputable leagues now. The CFL, the merger, the XFL, USFL, the NFL, the IFL. I mean, just go out and play, and you never know what could happen. So, it's just being a. I'm very blessed to be a part of the small process and the evaluation, the draft process, per se, of watching these guys go through this, and you. And it's cool. It's cool to sit back and like, wow, this is awesome.
No, that is really cool, very cool. You were a defensive lineman, I'm an offensive lineman. Why do we, and there's others, why do we have such a strong love and fascination with the fullback position?
Oh, God, yes. This is awesome. I love the fullback position because it's making a comeback in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
And from a schematical point of view, I think it just adds value to your offense.
Yeah.
And you can do so much with it. And especially in the run game. I
Right.
mean, so I think the fullback. And from an evaluation standpoint, I think if you can get a guy like, say, if you have an undersized tight end, that
Yeah.
H type of guy, you put him out as a sniffer, and you can just do so much many things with. And I still count that as a fullback. So you know
Right.
what, we'll take it as our own. So I think you just do so much more with your offense without adding the value of the fullback.
Yeah. It really is as a play caller, it's such a fun spot to work with. And
Oh
especially now,
yeah.
like you said, now it's adapted and it's not just the big burly blocker, it's not
Right.
the Moose Johnson anymore, and it's even evolved a little bit from like the Mike Allstott's, and now
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
it's that guy that you can split out wide, you can put him in the slot, you can put him at a tight end, you can put him at like you said, at the sniffer spot, you can put him in the backfield. Like it's your in my mind, in my offense, it's kind of the jack of all trades, and it's the guy
Absolutely.
that can do everything. And it is. You're right, though. It is such a fun spot to kind of play with and put in different roles and
Oh,
move
absolutely. I
around.
mean, look at Kyle Juszczyk out of
Yeah.
San Fran, and the best story is Pat Ricard out of Baltimore because he was a all-conference defensive lineman at Maine, and I got to talk with his coach who's now at Central Connecticut and at the Jim Moore camp a couple of years ago, and just tell me about Pat. And I was like, holy cow, that guy sounds like an animal. And he is. So, I mean, long live the fullback, because I am a big fullback fan. So yes, anytime you can talk about the fullback, that's great.
I agree. I've it's it, well, I think, and part of it too is like, let's be honest. All offensive linemen and defensive linemen think they can play fullback. And we all
Yes.
at some point we all went to our coach, whether it's high school or college, and said, "Hey, I know I did. He said, I can play fullback. I can do this." And we were, most of us were told no.
The dream was shot down once you had to actually catch the football in the air.
Well,
So
there's
that was
that,
my
and
downfall.
not being the greatest of athletes, we but you're right, though. But it is becoming, it's becoming a spot now where you can take like a Ricard, or you can take a guy and sort of mold him into that, and not have to use a roster spot. I mean, shoot, doesn't he still plays defensive line some a little bit too, doesn't he?
He plays interior D line, I think a little bit too. So
Yeah.
jack of all trades. I mean,
Right.
another one, going back to CGS a little bit. My first year was Alex Arma. My first or second year, he was West Georgia. He was all conference defensive end, linebacker type of guy, but he made the switch at our event to fullback. And he actually got drafted in the sixth round that year by the Panthers, and he's
Really?
still playing. Yeah. So again, if you find an athlete like that,
Yeah.
be able to move him around in the backfield as a wing, a sniffer, an H, a fullback in general. I mean, that's where it comes to where the value is.
Well, I can think off the top. I know from my experience, there's a young man I coached at Lake Forest who was being recruited. He was an offensive lineman for us, but he was being recruited by a couple of JUCOs as a fullback.
Oh, wow.
I know Fertitta had a guy a couple of years ago who was their I think he was like the number one fullback in the nation, but he was their starting center. But they knew, but it was more, you know, he was the center by necessity, and they knew he was going to be a fullback in college. So it's, I love that it's getting the, I love that it gets the love that it does because,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Such a fun spot. And again, I still think I could have played fullback in high school, but that's beside the point.
My downfall was catching the football. So I just stuck with the line. So yeah.
But, last question I got for you, and this is going to be a fun one for you. If you could put together a Mount Rushmore of offensive linemen from guys you coached maybe or guys you played with or guys that you've seen through the showcase or just a fan of, who would be on that five-man offensive line?
Wow. Oh, man. That's such a detailed question right there. This could be fun, man. Let's do this. Let's do professional, you know, the guys who I've seen play just over being a watch a football fan. I gotta go with Olin Krutz.
Yep.
The center from the Bears back in the day. You know, I think Joe Thomas has to be on there. Man, I got three more. This is so tough. Let's go Jonathan Ogden.
Okay.
I found a picture of him in high school, and he was just this behemoth back then. And I was just like, oh, dear God, what do you do in that situation? If you're just like, you're like this 5'9 linebacker in high school, and you just see the sun just get taken out by Jonathan Ogden's height. Will Shields. The guard for the Chiefs. Yeah.
You're the second guy in a row to give me Will Shields. So that's, I'm glad
he's actually been at the event. He was at the event last year. Really? It's awesome. And then my last one. Wow. I gotta go Alan Faneca.
Good choice.
Yeah. So, I live in Pittsburgh, saw what he did. He's actually a coach now, right? At the high school level. I think I saw, but
he's also, hasn't he lost like 100 pounds? Isn't he run?
Oh yeah. He's like I think he's like one of those like triathlon runners or something like that. I'm like, oh yeah. But like watching him this back in the day when the Steelers and the Bears played, it was that snowy game in Hines and there's a great video of Faneca pulling on power and just kicking out the end guy. And then Bettis running through Brian Urlacher. And it's like, holy cow. Like that's like poetry in motion for any offensive line fan, you know, running power. But, so I think that's my Mount Rushmore for that. Okay. I wanted to do it for, you know, pro football in general.
No, that's good. That's good. I like the it's good choices. I like when we get the underdog up there with Faneca, because I don't know how many times he's been mentioned, but he's a good one that I like to. I'm obviously an offensive line nerd, so I'll get on there. I'll get on like YouTube and watch clips and I'm not quite on the level of McNally in doing that. He's got that thing cornered, but
locked down and ready to rock and roll.
I like to watch those guys still play and pull and especially the Steelers. I mean, that's some of my favorite players of all time were played for them for the line. So
Jeff Harding's at that era, Marvell Smith left tackle.
I still love watching Dermody Dawson go out there and
on
sweeps and stuff. So that's, to me, that's like poetry in motion.
I don't know about you. I just think it's so impressive seeing a center pull.
It
you
is.
Know, just, you know, just whether at the high school level, college, or pro level. So I saw Jason Kelsey did it a couple weeks ago, as he always does. You know, and I just think, you know, to take it for granted, snapping a ball and then having the body control to the maneuver in space like that and lock on a second level defender, I think that is just phenomenal, and I don't think people realize how hard that is.
Right. No, it's very hard, and you got to have a lot of a lot of you have to be a lot more athletic than people give offensive linemen credit for.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah. But all right, Coach. Well, before I get you out of here, do me a favor, drop your Twitter handle and any other information you need the listeners to know.
Yeah. So my Twitter handle is at @MRITTMRITCGS. You know, the event's happening in less than a month, January 5th through the 7th, in Fort Worth, Texas at Farrington Field. You know, so it'll be a great event. You know, if you're in the area, please more than welcome to come stop by, watch the practices, and, you know, love meeting new coaches, love meeting football people from across the country, across the world. And then, you know, we'll love to see you there. And then, you know, I like to keep my Twitter updated. And then also, our Twitter for CGS is at CGS All-Star. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And, you know, we're excited for year 10 and looking forward for years to come.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on, man. It's been good talking with you and learning about the event and about your past a little bit. So, looking forward to continuing this relationship and talking to you down the road, and wish you the best of luck with the event this year. And like you said, for many, many, many years to come.
Oh, Coach, I appreciate it. And, you know, looking forward to chatting ball with you more down the road, and looking forward to the more Hog football chat Monday. So,
yeah, well, we'll have a good one. So today's Sunday for the listeners, yeah. And then we'll have the chat tomorrow. Then I'll release this on Tuesday. So it's, you know, it's a time beautiful warp right now, but no, man, I appreciate that. Yeah.
No. Awesome. Hey, Coach, have a good one.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye.